Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Seychelles convenes inaugural workshop on cruise tourism. The Seychelles Tourism Department, in collaboration with the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa, UNECA, hosted a 2.5-day consultative workshop starting on Tuesday, August 20, to evaluate the cruise tourism sector in Seychelles. The workshop aimed to assess the cost-benefit aspects and strategic potential of this growing industry. Following a situational analysis conducted by UNECA in April 2024, the delegation returned to present their preliminary findings and report, with the workshop serving as a platform for key stakeholders to engage, provide insights, and contribute valuable feedback. Leading the inaugural discussions were UNECA's Professor Pius Odunga, Ms. Corrine Rukra, and Dr. Jeffrey Miniera alongside Mr. Paul Leben, Director General for Destination Planning and Development within the Seychelles Tourism Department, who officially opened the event. The workshop focused on evaluating the current state of the cruise tourism sector, including infrastructure, services, and market trends. Participants explored the challenges and opportunities within the sector, focusing on environmental, social, and economic impacts. Additionally, participants got the opportunity to work on enhancing collaboration among government agencies, local businesses, and communities. The workshop also sought to develop actionable recommendations and a strategic plan to guide sustainable growth in the sector. In her opening remarks, Ms. Rukra highlighted the importance of understanding both the financial benefits and costs associated with cruise operations. She stated, "As we engage with all of you present in these few days, it will be imperative to understand financial benefits and costs associated with cruise operations to be able to grab the sector's overall impact on the Seychelles economy and local economies." Ms. Rukra also reaffirmed UNECA's strong commitment to collaborating with the government of Seychelles to achieve sustainable development and fully capitalize on the opportunities presented by cruise tourism. She acknowledged the crucial role of the participants' dedication and expertise in advancing actionable strategies and recommendations for optimizing the economic impact of cruise tourism. Mr. Leben, in his opening reflections, clarified that the workshop, at this stage, is not intended for validation but is open to suggestions and recommendations. As part of the workshop's primary objectives, he highlighted the importance of assessing the current state of the cruise tourism industry in Seychelles, including infrastructure, services, and market trends. He acknowledged the relevance of risks, such as environmental, social, and economic challenges, and noted the persistent concern of piracy in the Indian Ocean. He indicated that while the situation is currently under control, it remains a potentially volatile point. The first day of the workshop featured keynote presentations on global trends, sustainability practices, and relevant case studies, followed by panel discussions with government officials, industry leaders, environmentalists, and community representatives. The second day was dedicated to strategic planning, with breakout sessions on infrastructure development, environmental management, marketing strategies, and community engagement. The workshop concluded with a plenary session where outcomes from the breakout sessions were presented and discussed to prioritize actions and plan the way forward. The consultants are anticipated to return during the fourth quarter of the year to conduct the validation process and present the final report. Given the global nature of the cruise industry, where destinations like Seychelles have limited bargaining power, UNECA is working on strategies to improve the financial outcomes for Seychelles. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.